So I'm going to be preaching on the first gospel that we heard, the processional gospel. And in preparing, I do love parades very much. It's always been the case. And so this idea of a parade was just really calling my name. And so as I was preparing, I found some really very enlightening information about this contrast between God's realm and the realm of the Roman Empire, and how these differences were embedded into the entries of Jesus and Pontius Pilate into the Holy City. I found two writings particularly helpful, and I want to recognize the individuals who wrote them. Father Corrigan from St. Francis of Assisi Church and Pastor Don from Beyond Church. So this Sunday, we remember and proclaim Jesus' entry into the city of Jerusalem from the east. Something that we rarely remember or even consider is that there were two processions into Jerusalem that day, on the day that we call Palm Sunday. The one we know, which we just talked about, and we commemorate with the waving of palm branches. The other procession took place on the other side of Jerusalem. We have to remember that back then, Jerusalem was a destination hotspot, a tourist town. And the population of the city went from 40,000 to around 200,000 during the Passover holiday, as all the faithful Jewish people made their pilgrimage into Jerusalem to be at the temple. Because of the large crowds once a year during the Passover, the Roman curator moved his headquarters to Jerusalem in a show of strength designed to prevent any outbreaks of insurgency or violent rebellion against Roman rule. And this was constantly an issue, a danger, because the Roman rulers imposed real hardships, economic hardships on their subjects, and because they were oppressors. No one likes to have someone's foot on their neck. In a show of military force, we have foot soldiers and cavalry on horses and leather armor and helmets and weapons and banners and golden eagles mounted on poles, all coming into Jerusalem. Can you imagine the sight? Pilate's procession was this visible manifestation of imperial Roman power. He rode astride one of these horses, a mighty steed. And the whole point was to strike fear into any of the resentful onlookers. As Pilate led his regiment of this was a regiment of his most trusted soldiers into town, he had this idea, you know, he's so confident with these soldiers, but he also knew that there were several battalions of Rome's finest soldiers garrisoned on the west side of Jerusalem, and they were ready to flood into the city at Pilate's command. He entered from the west, Jesus entered from the east. Jesus' procession stood in contrast to what was unfolding on the other side of the city. Jesus came on a donkey, was greeted by ordinary people who shouted, "Hosanna, save us," to the wandering prophet Jesus, who was from backwater town of Galilee. And many of them believed that he might be the promised Messiah they had been waiting for, the Messiah that would defeat their oppressors and restore their freedom. Jesus' procession embodies this alternative vision of the kingdom of God, a king riding on a donkey to the one who's going to banish war from this land, no more war horses or bows or weapons or chariots, commanding peace to the nations. Jesus, a king of peace. Pilate's procession was all about this embodied power, glory, violence of the empire that ruled the world. Pilate's military procession was a demonstration of both Roman imperial power and the Roman imperial theology. The Romans believed that the emperor was God, and they worshiped the emperor as God. So, taking into consideration these two very different understandings of a parade or a procession coming into Jerusalem, what does that mean for us as 21st century Christians? What do we do with Palm Sunday? It seems to me that no matter how you look at the story of these two processions in Jerusalem, you can't help but see the image of a Jesus who offers us a choice between these two parades. the attraction of worldly power and the might of Pilate's military parade, with all its glory and wonder, it is still there to tempt us today. The temptation to use force and violence and military might and nuclear deterrence and shock and awe is still marching on its of many people. The pathways to glory, right? We think of glory and we talk about the glory of God, but the glory of God means just the revelation of the holy, a revelation of the sacred. Glory in military terms means crushing victory. Pilate offers this idea of power and might and greed and violence, and it attracts a lot of attention. And many people follow that path. It's a path that Jesus is standing in opposition to. So we have the violence of the empire versus the non-violent dominion of God. It's easy to get caught up in the enthusiasm of the crowds and to join the processions, which have this the loudest brass bands and the most fire trucks and the most cars and these elaborate floats and celebrities and charismatic leaders. It's easy to get sucked into that. We have two arrivals, two entrances, two processions. And all too often we find ourselves in the wrong parade. There's a lot of parades to choose from in the world. Sometimes it's difficult to know which parade to join, which bandwagon we want to hop on. It's easy and tempting to join the wrong ones, and it's sometimes difficult to understand where the right place is to be, which parade Jesus is calling us to be in. It's easy to miss this counter procession that's taking place on the other side of town, where Jesus is riding on a humble donkey. Not by violence, but by courageously loving, serving, and accepting his place among the victims of imperial power. The dominion of God is nothing remotely like the kingdom of empires with which we are all too familiar. God's power does not come from domination or oppression. It flows from love and service. Leadership requires servanthood and grace. Peace is won without a sword, and there is never a person who lays claim to having greater value than anyone else. While Pilate processed into town with this showcase of intimidation and armor and his noble steed, we have this procession with Jesus unarmed, unflanked, on the back of a borrowed donkey. Now, there is no doubt that it is easier to wave a palm branch and sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, and head on home. But the actual praise and worship that Jesus invites us to enact on this last Sunday in Lent is far riskier. And we know what happens to Jesus after he rides in on the donkey. It cost him everything. For those with eyes of faith to see it, Jesus bears witness to the futility of the world's kind of power in establishing any sort of peace. Jesus brings God's peace, God's shalom. And shalom doesn't just mean peace, it means wholeness, fullness, abundance in your life. This is what God is offering. This is what Jesus is pointing us to. Two kingdoms, two symbolic journeys into Jerusalem, a stallion or a donkey, a parade or a protest. All of us have a choice to make.